This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From Roe v. Wade being overturned, new polls show most Americans disapprove of Roe reversal. Some of them super conservative, but still others are celebrating. It is the polarization of America that we continue to see. We know that. That's the buzz at the water cooler. Brittany Grenier, a big trial in Russia. What does it mean? And do you know who she is? Probably most of you do, but we're going to tell you if you don't. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. But first, I have to dive into this as we've talked so much about what happens at the border that people don't realize. I know I've talked many times about spending time with the Border Patrol for 1 week, cruising with them, seeing what it was really like. And as somebody who grew up in the East Coast and, yes, have lived all over, and as somebody who did television and radio where I was out on streets and talking to a lot of different people, and certainly I knew there were horrific things happening until I actually saw it for myself, it was mind-blowing what I saw, frankly. I mean, sickening what I saw in many cases. So now 46 people were found dead inside a semi-truck in San Antonio on Monday, and the victims are migrants. They are people that were stuffed in this truck. A worker in a nearby building to this truck heard sort of a cry for help. It sounded like help or ayudarme, which would be Spanish for help me. The worker was found in a trailer with doors partially open, and there were a number of people dead inside. Those who were found alive were suffering from heat stroke and exhaustion and were conscious when they were transported to try to revive them or for care. There was no water in the tractor trailer, no air conditioning, that kind of thing. And, of course, in Texas, the high temperatures are crazy, in the triple digits in some cases. We don't know what's going to happen with all these people, but there were 60 firefighters that were there and were doing what they could with the critical incident stress debriefing, in that they talked about what they were all doing. And just an incredible tragedy. And, again, highlighting human smuggling. It's real. It's getting bigger. And there are plenty of nefarious people trying to take advantage. And this highlights, in a world that's upside down, just one problem that has never, ever, ever found the right road. It is something that sets me off in so many directions, I cannot tell you. And probably so much of that for me is because of seeing with my own eyes what was really, really happening there. And yes, there are absolutely people that are taking advantage of any element, any way they can, of the people who are desperate to come to the United States. But then what happens on the other side, and this is a prime example of that, a prime example of it. And I hope they catch whoever this is connected to. There is, of course, an investigation. But really, from what I understand, from the knowledge I have from people in the Border Patrol, the little bits and pieces, is that there's like a lot of loose threads, I guess I'll put it that way. As an American, this should definitely still trouble you, what's going on at the border. All right, let's go to Grimm in Mississippi. And, of course, Grimm has talked to us for so many years on this show. Grimm, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Kate. I want to give a shout-out to the love of my life, Lulu. But on June the 6th, I was trying to call in the show, and I had an ambulance show up. I had a diabetic heart attack. And it turned out that a clot from way back when this all started had settled in on my colon, and it poisoned it, and then it created a cystic mass in my liver, which I didn't have any insulin. And I just got out, and I was going to call your show that night, but I hit the floor.
Wow. Now, oh, my gosh. Oh, Grim,
well,
we're so...
I left details at your Instagram site, pictures and what I'm going through now with descriptions, and I'm under Creme de la Creme username. But
yeah, we'll look at that, yeah.
But I was trying to call in 3 days ago about the gun deal, and we're having our rights whittled away because Roe versus Wade just proved that point with the Constitution, Kate.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a lot of good deals that you talked about, but that's because nobody in society has the moral decay to be what we used to be. And now, socially, we're having to govern ourselves and have our rights whittled away by the politicians. Because I guarantee you, they did not follow the Constitution in the Congress, regardless. And it's just a slow whittling away of our constitutional rights.
Here's the thing, what are we evolving into? And I think that's so much a part of the conversation. You're right that we're having to, I like what you just said there, we're having to govern ourselves. And, oh, people are so frustrated to a level I've never, ever seen in my life. Never.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a social moral decay of our society that is causing us to have to do this. To be honest, and with the liberals in control and the judges not enforcing law, it's really bad.
I like it. It's hashtag it's really bad. Grim, we're almost up against it. Thank goodness that you're okay. Wow. Your journey is just mind-boggling, the things that have happened to you, but you sound so much stronger and so much better. Keep getting well, my friend. You heard what he said there where he tried to call in and then what happened to him. It's incredible some of what And some of you know because you've listened to some of what he has said when he's been on the air when he's called in with us. Yeah, the Supreme Court, like I said, tearing the nation apart, the decisions where it is absolutely, there seems to be really no middle ground. And the decision with in the Roe v. Wade means really we're evolving into sort of a patchwork of laws. And changes to the laws will happen in strange pace, I think, in the next upcoming days. 22 states have laws on the books that could be used to ban access to abortions, and others have laws in place. What does it all mean? Talking more about that and water cooler buzz that I have seen in my neighborhood and probably in yours when we come back on the flip side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Listening to the show, or in a big suburb, city, wherever it is that that you hail from, whatever nook and cranny, certainly we know that there's a heaviness in the air, and there has been for quite some time. A lot of it economical, talking about gas prices and what's happened with inflation and interest rates and what's going on with shortages with the global supply chain and businesses that can't stay open because they can't find workers. And then there's the other part that now has happened that we knew was happening, what the Supreme Court decision, the effect in our lives, what the Supreme Court decision means with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And I said it there right before we stepped away, that it's back on the states and it's back on whatever those laws are, or laws that are being triggered into place because of the ruling. And this has created a crazy vacuum in so many senses, with so many people, because there's no one size fits all in this deal. And this was known, and this was, we knew this was coming down the pike because of the leaked memo. And I said, you know, at the top, everybody's trying to get a handle on, well, what is the pulse of the nation? Because, of course, if you're involved in politics, you know how that goes. Well, what do people think? Because I've got to run in the midterms, or locally I'm running for XYZ, and da 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 da. I mean, that's the reality of it. And so, for example, in South Carolina, fetal heartbeat, that's that law, that goes into effect at 6 weeks after a woman's last menstrual cycle can go into effect. That's what a U.S. district judge has ruled. Once Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court, the decision on legally protecting the lives of unborn babies was returned to the states. So there was no longer any basis for blocking South Carolina's heartbeat law. And so this is one thing. The rape and incest exemptions apply at less than 20 weeks of pregnancy is what they have in place in South Carolina. But the law also requires the mother to view an ultrasound to hear the heartbeat and receive additional information about the child's development. So this is just one example in one area. Demand for abortion pills have spiked after the Roe reversal. You have Disney caught in the crosshairs of what now has become another tug of war in the nation that now is even bigger, where Disney's policy is to cover abortion travel costs for any of their employees, is what they have said. So there was an internal memo following Friday's ruling where Disney pledged to reimburse employees who have to travel to another state for an abortion. The company has recently stepped up its political involvement, where they've really gone head-to-head with Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, who has $124 million plus in his war chest and wants to run for president. But just from Florida's perspective of him being the governor and the company itself, you have others in corporate America, McDonald's, Marriott, Pepsi, Tyson, Coca-Cola, General Motors. They're not commenting, but they're offering similar things to employees. Meta, Lyft, American Express, Starbucks, Bank of America, Apple, Goldman Sachs. They all joined Disney in announcing similar positions after the high court's decision on Friday. Walmart, the nation's largest employer based in Arkansas. Some of you are listening to us there. They haven't said anything, but reportedly they have stores in several states that have abortion trigger bans that are going to take effect, and they're not talking about what are they joining the big companies or what are they offering, what's going there. So there's because of some of what now Disney and others have done, there's no backing away from what is the policy. So this also becomes part of what is, especially a huge company, what is the policy of that, because XYZ company is offering, this. How about in Louisiana? A Louisiana judge blocked enforcement of new laws prohibiting abortions Monday in one of the many expected challenges to bans following that decision. The judge in the state district court in New Orleans, and we absolutely have lots of people listening there, issued an order preventing implementation of three separate laws severely restricting abortions that were to come into effect upon that ruling. So the move responded to a lawsuit by one of the state's three abortion providers, which included Hope Medical Group for Women and another group, Medical Students for Choice, and we're seeing this all over the United States, So it's in the state's laps as to what direction they're going in, as to where the future looks for that particular state. There are people that are talking about moving. And then there are people who have wanted this for a long time, who are thrilled by the ruling and then worried about its implementation. And so there are protests still all over the place. It's like 1970s all over again. Only people are dressing differently. It's like we're in a time capsule and have gone back into that back in time. That's what it looks like in the streets, on the Brooklyn Bridge, in so many places, and just even just a handful of pro and others who are outraged, where there are signs and screaming. And like I said, this can be happening in your neighborhood as it can be happening in mine. It doesn't matter the size of the neighborhood. There's a lot of confusion as to what it means. Millions of Americans are questioning, well, what does it mean? I don't understand what it means, because it's back to the states. Again, it depends on the state. So here's one poll, and every poll is different, but this is a CBS News YouGov poll that was done over the weekend right after the ruling. A 59% majority of U.S. adults disapprove. This is about the ruling. 41 approve. About half, 52%, call the decision a step backward for America. 31% calling it a step forward. 17% saying it's neither one of those. So 58%, the majority of Americans, say they favor a federal law making abortion legal nationwide. 42% would oppose it. 64% say they'd like abortion in their states to be legal in most or all cases. Most Americans now say they believe it's at least somewhat likely the Supreme Court will eventually end or limit some other things, including access to birth control and contraception. And only 33%, and this is mixed in Republicans, Democrats, it's a little fuzzy, but only 33% say they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the Supreme Court. 23% saying they have just some confidence. 44% saying they have little confidence in the Supreme Court. So I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you, but there is sort of a split still. It just depends on the specifics of how the question is worded and what you're talking about in relationship to the ruling. But there is no question that this now becomes the referendum, one of the top five referendums on who gets elected. And now more than ever, what your vote matters, and we know this economically. So you look at the economics, you look at society, you look at where we are, and you decide who should represent you in Washington. It is so important when you look to the upcoming elections, and then the big presidential election, of course, coming up in 2024.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A report says emergency responders called for a mass casualty trailer after an Amtrak train derailed in Missouri. The train derailed after it hit a dump truck at a public crossing in the city of Mendon, which is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Social media pictures show several cars on their sides, and there are unconfirmed reports that people are still trapped. The train originated from Los Angeles on its way to Chicago. 8 cars derailed, and there are approximately 240 passengers on board. The world is horrified by Russia's missile strike on a Ukrainian mall. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted. He called it the latest string of atrocities. At least 10 people have died and 40 others injured. This is USA Radio News. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine may be taking a harder toll on Russia than they're leading on. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debt after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed 2 payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918.
Pending home sales are rebounding slightly to snap a 6-month skid. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales also edged up 0.7% in May. Year-over-year transactions fell 13.6%. Gas prices are falling from their all-time high earlier this month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.89 a gallon today. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 62 points to close at 31,438. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, we start off with Joe, who listens to us in Tucson, Arizona. So you must be listening on KVOI 10:30 a.m. in Tucson, one of our great affiliates. Joe says, oh, Kate, I know there is so much that is ugly that we could talk about that's happening in the U.S., and boy, it is like a country I do not know anymore. Civility seems to be dead among people, although I will tell you that I've heard you when you talk about sports and you talk about some other things that we need these distractions. I agree with you 100%. Oh, please, please continue to provide some of those distractions and not the hardcore, like I hear during the day, the same old, same old. Yes, we're furious. Yes, we are. And it's brother against brother and sister against sister and neighbor against neighbor. It's insane. I'm sure not everybody is completely experiencing this, but it certainly feels like it to me. So I was with you when you were talking about hockey, and I thought, wow, I know that she's all about football, but when I heard you talk about hockey, you got me interested in watching some of those final games. I think the NHL should pay you a fee, because I could never care less about hockey. But I did watch Colorado and Tampa, despite all that, because I thought it was pretty exciting that you got to go to one of those final games. And even though they, I believe, lost when you were there, it had to be pretty exciting to get that big break and be in the middle of people celebrating instead of doom and gloom. I love the way you put that, Joe. And I should send this clip to the NHL, because, you know, it's true. I mean, of all the big four sports, because they still would be considered big four, it is just certain areas or people that grew up with it, I think, that embrace the puck and the stick. It was exciting to be there. Yes, it was a break. There were people that were just pure joy on their face because this was their team and they were rooting for it. And it was the thing that, you know, kind of brought everybody together, what was going to happen to the Bolts. And the same thing for the people in Colorado. So now it's about the Avalanche and their big win, because they hadn't won in decades. So you blink and then it's over. They won in six games, the final game, score of 2-1, which Joe would know because he got snookered into watching a sport he never watched since he was listening to one of my man caves. I thought it was great to start on the lighter side. Then we go to the heavy stuff. This one is from Ned. Kate, I have never emailed you in the past. I always say I'm going to call, but probably like other people, I get tied up with what's going on. I'm listening in the background, then I'm listening again, and then the show's over. So I just want to say it is atrocious what has happened in this country, the Supreme Court. I just look at the laws and I wonder, as somebody who was a lawyer for a long time, and trust me, I mean, listen, I started off as a Democrat, and I will tell you I am a Republican, and would I personally have wanted to deal with an abortion situation? No. But to take the right away and look at this as just overall good or bad, and not look at some of the things and some of the ways that women get pregnant and things that happen that endanger their life, I think is just ignorance and makes no sense to me whatsoever. What will these states do? Lots of them will go back into what some would term the dark ages. So what does that look like? And what does that mean for our society? And I can feel the anger all over the place. Remember, Mrs. Bush, in fact, both Mrs. Bushes, who were first ladies, were for pro-choice. And they were Republicans. They, you know, one still is, and one, God rest her soul, was a Republican and said that. So it's not people assuming that just because somebody is right or left that they think one way or the other. And I think that's part of the problem. There's so many assumptions out there. But just sticking with the Supreme Court, I guess forget about the separation of church and state. And then from that, we bounce to the complete opposite of that opinion. Howard, who says he's listening to us in Florida, he says, Kate, I know that there are people who don't understand the fall of, you know, Roe v. Wade, but I think that this is something that was a long time coming and should have come. I think there are also some disastrous things that happen and shouldn't happen when it comes to abortion, and perhaps the right way is the way of whatever the state is to decide. And then people who want, who are just absolutely astounded and feel as though they can't agree with the laws in that state need to probably move from that state. And I'm curious, do you think that will happen? And I am one of those people as a very religious person, and I think it is about religion, but that's a different story. I am happy that it was overturned. You know what? I do think people will relocate. When I say relocate, like if they're furious about what the decision was, or they don't like, well, we've seen this before. Like somebody doesn't like a state because, or a city because they hate the way the city's being run with even just taxes. I mean, in the United States, what is it about? Taxes, property, land, right? Property taxes, all of that. We are certainly a country about that. And so people definitely pick up and move for those reasons anyway. But yeah, yes, absolutely. I do think that could happen. All right, and there's so much of this in the mailbag, and we did this the other day, and we've done it since the ruling, and we'll continue to take your pulse. And we have an unofficial poll, and I say unofficial because it's a wonky line, and I think polls are like this on it, but just straight across the board as to your feelings on the Supreme Court and what's happening with the Supreme Court. There's a push to now limit how long someone could stay on the court. I think that's going to continue to be a lifetime appointment, though. I don't think that changes. Because certainly we have seen anger over the Supreme Courts in the past, but this now at a whole different level. So there's either applause or people who are furious. I said this right at the top. This is how we roll. So where do you think the Supreme Court goes in the future? What the judicial branch, as Alexander Hamilton said, was not that big of a deal. Is that big of a deal? All three. I say this all the time. All three branches, that's the brilliance of the founding fathers, are important. Legislative, oh, we've seen that, right? Lame on the hill. Legislative, judicial, and of course, looking at presidential, looking at what happens from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So you can't say that all three don't matter. They absolutely 100% do. And it has obviously had an effect. And laws that get challenged all the way up to the Supreme Court often have this boomerang, a boomerang effect. That's what I'm going to call it instead of just effect, a boomerang effect on what happens in society. So let's go to this one, completely different and injecting, as Joe said, the lighter side. This came in from Mac, who says, oh, I don't want to wade into the murky waters of how awful things are in the U.S. I want to tell you something positive. I am a big Elvis fan. I'm in my 40s, but I am a big Elvis fan, I guess because my mother used to play Elvis's records when I was a kid, and I got hooked on Elvis and rock and all of that. And I saw the movie about Elvis, and I have to tell you, it is really, really well done. It's no doubt that Tom Hanks as Baz should be nominated for whatever stinking award the guy wants. I mean, I just liked the movie. It really, really pulled together, I think, what Elvis was like, or what he had to go through, the joy of being Elvis, and the seriousness of what he had to contend with lack of sleep, etc., and then ultimately what the end was for Elvis Presley. But it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful movie. I would tell everybody, go and see it. Get that relief. Get that release. Thanks for that. Everybody in the room, say hello.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Steal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Once again, who better to bring on the show than Joanne Butler? I've talked about her background before. She's an award-winning lifestyle journalist and video producer. She's traveled around the world covering beauty, fashion, lifestyle trends from the red carpets of Hollywood to, you name it, fashion runways of Europe. I've seen her all over the place. She's fantastic, and we are so glad she is back with us because there's a lot to talk about when you look at the summer and you look at hair care and skin care and all of that. What is the summer survival guide that we all need? Joanne, thanks for coming on.
Okay, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the survival guide. I just moved very close to a beach, and I mentioned to you off the air I have a terrible beach bag. I need a new one. Tell us what we need for the beach.
Well, something you need before you hit the beach, glowing beach-ready skin, you know. Everybody wants that this time of year while we're exposing, you know, wearing those bathing suits and everything, exposing all that skin. So let's talk glowing beach-ready skin. Brand I'm just loving, so affordable, too. You get it right at Ulta, is Tree Hut. They have an amazing tropic glow line just for summer, perfect for summer. Three products that you use together in the shower. There's a moisturizing shave oil, a firming shea sugar scrub, and a whipped shea body butter. And you start with the scrub to gently exfoliate your skin, because a lot of people don't realize that is always the first step to get, you know, smooth, perfect skin. Because unless your skin's exfoliated, nothing really gets through. You know, moisturizers don't work, tanners don't work, nothing. So you got to exfoliate. And this one just feels so good. You know, sometimes exfoliators can be a little bit harsh, you know. This one isn't. It just buffs away dry skin, but it feels really soft and smooth because the exfoliators are like in this, you know, soft butter. So it's just, it feels good when you're doing it. And then you use the moisturizing shave oil, and this makes your skin nice and slick and protects it from irritation and nicks, so you can get a nice smooth shave, which is so key. And then you use the body butter. It's lightweight and it absorbs really quickly and just gives you this awesome glow. So it looks like you're sun-kissed before you even get out there in the sun. Just a trifecta of body goodness. And they smell amazing, too. I love things that smell good, and this definitely does. Tree Hut, you get it at Ulta, about $8 to $10 a piece.
Wow, I just scribbled that down so fast. I know everybody listening is doing the same. The trifecta, I love that. The trifecta Tree Hut, terrific. And, you know, like you said, before we even get there, it's like when you are on the beach, then you're off the beach, or just running around wherever people are listening to us in the city, in Chicago, in New York, in a suburb, anywhere. Our hair is a whole different ball game in the summertime.
Yes, yes. And again, with the hair, you know, the key to great hair is a good clean scalp. And again, a lot of people, it's like exfoliating. You have to exfoliate your scalp as well, because unless your scalp is really clean and healthy, your hair won't look good. So got to take care of it. And my trick for that is Head and Shoulders Clinical Strength Collection. You know, all the hot temps and the extra sweat from the sun really add oil buildup, and that oil buildup can get trapped and really irritate your scalp. So you need something good, and this stuff does it. You know, all their products are dermatologist tested and really the real deal for smacking down and fighting that buildup. So if you spent the entire day, you know, running around outside with the kids in the sun, you have that all that sunscreen buildup, you know, whatever, this is really the stuff to use at night to really get a good deep clean. And it's good for dandruff as well, too, you know, the iconic Head and Shoulders brand. And it just soothes your scalp and, you know, it moisturizes. They have this Dandruff Defense Advanced Oil Control in particular that really moisturizes as well. So it's good stuff. And then they have a new Itch Relief Scalp Mist that's really neat. And this is great totally to throw in your beach bag. It's this little mist. You just spritz it. It's almost like a dry shampoo. This is good in between washes when you need a refresh, when you can't hit the shower. It just has this fresh cooling effect, you know, to refresh your hair. So great stuff. Spritz a little right at the beach.
Wow.
And all these things under $9 at the drugstore.
Wow. Yeah. And the price point's so good. What else do we need in our summer survival guide? What else do we need from your guide?
Well, I have one last thing for guys, and this is something all new from the iconic Old Spice brand. It's Sweat Defense Dry Spray Antiperspirant. It uses a state-of-the-art armpit formula, they call it. It's motion-activated to give you ridiculously long-lasting sweat and odor protection that doesn't wear off. My son and husband use this stuff. They love it. It's 24/7 sweat and odor protection, and it has this cool new lightweight can. I wish you could see it. It's just really lightweight, and it sprays out dry and invisible, just this weightless, you know, feel. Works immediately on contact, comes in 5 different scents and really cute names. It's called Stronger Swagger is one of them, Pure Sport Plus, Ultimate Captain, Fast Break, and Knockout. So there's something for every need there and every strength, and it's just about $6 at the drugstore.
Wow, all fabulous tips. Wow, the guys for us. So once again, you nailed it, and I'm sure everybody's going to be busy getting all of this. Thanks to Old Spice, Tree Hut, Head and Shoulders. All of those products sound wonderful. Joanne Butler, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk to you. Happy, happy summer.
Yeah, happy summer to you too. Thanks, Joanne.
All right, so we move from summertime, people complaining about being so hot, to what now you shift into with the summer, and that's transportation. Something I haven't talked about, if you notice, is the fact that what we're dealing with the airlines is incredible because of all the cancellations. And now we have a big 4th of July weekend coming up, and a lot of people will often string Thursday, Friday, and other days around it, put a week into it. So 4th of July weekend, I think, is going to be really, really tight for a lot of people getting to the airport. I've said this like now, I feel like a parrot 20 times on the show, but as someone who's been caught up in that travel mess and been stuck for days a couple of times before we even really hit the summer. Just know that you want to have some sort of a backup plan, because that's when you end up on the floor of an airport and you are trying to figure out how am I going to get there? I mean, what how can I rebook this when there is no plane to rebook, since everybody's rebooking? And with the multitude of airlines, that's part of what the problem is. If you go that way, there are other people that will hit the road, and there you're just talking about gas prices or being stuck in traffic. 42 million people on the 4th of July weekend. There's no weekend like it, right? Especially because the holiday falls on Monday, which turns it into really already a three-day weekend, which means that you're definitely going to see an increase in traffic. So what do you do if you're hitting the road? I just want to tell you this. Coffee, donuts, and whatever caffeinated thing to keep you up is like what you need or to get you up. Get up early. You want to bounce out early is what you want to do if you're getting in the car. Oh, if you go at any time, I don't care where you're listening to me, it can absolutely be a more remote area. And you know what I'm talking about. There is traffic. And if you want to beat the traffic, you have to leave as early as possible, and you got to get out faster. I mean, maybe you can't with what you're doing, but you know, I guess part of the good news is maybe Sunday lower congestion. If you could leave earlier, that would be good, right? The Thursday, people that leave Thursday are going to be in really great shape, I think, compared to others. And you just know, I mean, in some of these big areas, you know when it's going to be awful, like in Houston. Oh, when I think of I-69, the I-10, terrible. You can see I've been like down all these places. I 495, right? 267 in Washington, D.C. A lot of people go to Washington for the holiday. Ooh, yikes. And what is the national average for a gallon of gasoline, according to AAA? 489 a gallon. Now, some places maybe a little bit less if you get lucky. And then the thing, like I said, with the airlines, if it's a quick flight, I mean, let's face it, some of the airlines are offering great deals, although most of them have gone sky high. Have a backup flight ready. Have another airline ready. Just be ready to roll to another gate just in case. Pack your patience. Thanks to all of you for listening to this first hour of the show. Nathan Reeder, hats off to you. Technical advisor, guru on this one. Great job as always. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.